Another big brewing story today is because of Greece's looming debt crisis, it actually drove down Europe's stock indexes by 2%. The euro dropped almost 1% against the dollar, and Wall Street took a hit as well. And there's some doubts right now over whether or not the 17-member eurozone can actually resolve this particular debt crisis or even continue to have a friendly relationship with Greece. We're joined now by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Some of this reads a little bit like spy novel. I'm talking about the secret talks in the castle in Luxembourg. But really what we're talking about, the fact is that the debt crisis for Greece is so intransigent, so overwhelming that it's causing a rift among the eurozone members.
That's right. It really hasn't gotten that much better from a year ago. So, you know, we're talking about the same issues we were talking about a year ago when this got started. Greece needs another $60 billion. And so they're back, you know, hat in hand, coming to their neighbors in Europe and saying, help us out. They have imposed a lot of austerity measures to really cut back on social services, but it hasn't been enough. And what you're seeing within these countries, not only within Greece, but also within Portugal and Spain and Italy, is that they're imposing all these cutbacks, but they're facing a lot of backlash from the people who live within the country. So, like, you know, Spain, they have been imposing a lot of cutbacks, and they had a leading socialist party that was putting all these cutbacks in place, and they lost the elections this past weekend because the cutbacks were so unpopular. So it's a tricky balance for the leaders of these countries, because if they cut back too much, they could be pushed out of office.
And just a reminder, it's been barely a year since Greece got a $1 trillion
That's
bailout.
Right. That was supposed to solve these problems, this $1 trillion bailout. It was a partnership, and it was really all of Europe, particularly the richer members, the Germanys and the France, saying, we stand together. We are united. There's been this big question of, can the eurozone survive? You know, because it hasn't been that long that they all joined together under one currency. And a year ago, they tried to put those doubts to rest and say, here's the bailout. We stand together. But the problem is some of these countries need more money, and bond investors who are really supporting these countries are selling off their debt. And so that means that the borrowing costs within these countries are going up, because they're going to have to pay more to investors to hold their debt.
So at this point, if and it's a big if they do, if Europe does lend Greece another $60 billion, it's probably going to come with some pretty tough restrictions on it. I would imagine some bondholders are going to have to take some heavy losses.
And then here's where it gets even trickier. So these bondholders are mostly in Europe.
Yeah.
And so at this, you were referencing this meeting in this castle in Luxembourg on May 6th. All of the European leaders came together. And actually, you know, countries like Spain and Italy were really upset with Greece, because as the picture looks worse in Greece, it's hurting their debt. But the president of the European Central Bank stormed out of the meeting when it was suggested that the bondholders should take cuts, because the ECB owns a lot of the debt.
Yeah.
So this is not like Russia, when the debt holders were foreign. They're right there in Europe.
Although I'm not sure that restructuring the debt is really going to solve the problem.
They're pretty deep problems.
Yeah. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the debt crisis in Greece. They took about $1 trillion of a year ago, and they're looking for another 60 billion euros now. Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.